హార్టి ఫ్రెటర్నల్ గ్రీటింగ్స్ అండ్ గుడ్ విషెస్ టు ఆల్ ది బ్రదర్స్ అండ్ ది సిస్టర్స్. ఐ హోప్ యూ హ్యావ్ థరలీ ఎంజాయ్డ్ ది విజిట్ టు ది టెంపుల్ అండ్ ది ఎనర్జీస్ దట్ ఆర్ ప్రజెంట్ దేర్. అండ్ ఐఎమ్ హ్యాపీ దట్ యు హ్యావ్ ఆల్ కమ్ బ్యాక్ ఇన్ వన్ పీస్. We get to the ninth mantra relating to Aswins, which reads thus: Yuvan Varnan Vikuradho Visharupan Te Dhikshipante Bhuvanani Vishwa Te Bhanavo Api Anusudha Charanti Deva Manushaha Chitima Charanti. Yuvan Varnan Vikrudho Visharupan, that is the basic dimension relating to this ninth mantra. The rest is as before. Yuvam Varnan Vikrudho Visharupan. Yuvam means the two of you, O Ashwins, both of you. Varna means, it's a very special word in Sanskrit. Varna means the sound. Varna means the color. Varna means the letter which is indestructible, akshara. These are the three dimensions. Varna is called akshara, meaning what we write as alphabets, they are called aksharas. Aksharas mean they cannot be destroyed. There are the vowels and the consonants in every language. In Sanskrit, they are all conceived in tune with the creation. 16 are the vowels, 49 are the consonants. Sorry, 16 are the vowels, 25 are the consonants, which are 5 sets each. 5 times 5 sets consonants, 16 vowels, and 8 shantas, they call it. 16 plus 25 is 41. 41 plus 8, 49 are the sounds. That's how the sounds are considered in Sanskrit. The 16 vowels relate to the 16 splendors of the soul. The 25 consonants represent the 5 sets of 5 which constitute the body. 8 are the basic sounds which are called shantas that prevail over the body as seed sounds. That's the beauty of Sanskrit. A, E, U, all those vowels, they are 16 in number. They represent the 16 dimensions of the soul. There are 25 consonants which express in an order, unlike in other languages. They are all expressed in an order. There is a category of ka. Ka. They are 5 in number. Ka, ka, ga, ga, inya. In any book you find them. Just listen. Ka, ka, ga, ga, inya. That is one set, which starts with at the down under the throat. The ovals, they emerge even from beyond the throat. A, we say. O, they come even from down below. They belong to the soul. These consonants belong to the construction or constitution of the body. That's where you have five-fold consonants. One is ka in its five-fold manner. Then there is another called cha. You can see yourself. When you say ka, it is over, down under the gutter. When you say cha, you are already at the palate. And there are five sounds at the palate that we utter. Cha, cha, ja, jha, yini. These are all uttered at the upper palate. Lower palate has no meaning. It's only a support mechanism. Utterances are in the upper palate. The other day I told you that for the humans, the tongue has to be, when in silence, the tongue has to be more connected with the upper palate but not lower palate. Only for the animals, the tongue hangs over the lower palate. For the animals, the tongue rests on the lower palate. For evolved human beings, the tongue is always associated with the upper palate. So all sounds, coming back to the sound, gutturals, ka, cha, palate, ta, there are five sounds of ta, ta, tha, da, dha, na, ta, tha, da, dha, na, there are uttered at the after the palate, there are the base for the teeth, which we call the gums. Ta, tha, da, dha, na. Then come dentals. Ta, tha, da, dha, na. Like this. Ta. You, with the teeth you utter ta. You don't utter ta with for ta. For ta, the tongue, the tip of the tongue touches the gums. For cha, the tongue utters at the palate. For ka, the tongue utters at the very beginning of the tongue, which is called at the gutter. So that's how there are ka, cha, ta, ta, ta. Then comes labials, which we utter with lips. Pa, pa, ba, bha, ma. Pa, pa, ba, bha, ma. Any one of us, when we utter these sounds, we can only utter with the lips. There are sounds which are uttered with the lips. There are sounds which are uttered with the dentals. There are sounds which are uttered at the gums of the dentals. There are sounds which are uttered at the upper palate. There are sounds uttered at the very beginning of the throat. That's how there are five categories of sounds. The sounds are categorized in terms of their expression. The ovals are all uttered from down below, right from the heart, or even from Mooladhara. In Om, A, U, they are uttered from down below. Is uttered with the lips. So Sanskrit has an arrangement of sounds that it speaks of the sounds of the soul and the sounds relating to the constitution of the body, which is fivefold. The body is fivefold, which I repeatedly mentioned to you. And the soul resides in the body. The fivefold body are governed by the five sets of five consonants. The five sets of five that constitute the body are like this. there are five elements which constitute the body. There are five organs of action. There are five sense organs. There are five sensations. There are five pulsations. Five pulsations, five sensations, five sense organs, five organs of action, and five elements. That's how 5 times 5, 25 constitute the body in which the soul resides with its 16 qualities representing the 16 phases of the moon. That's where 16 is important. The splendor of the light is in its 16 dimensions. That's what we call Shodashi. Shodashi means 16. Shad and Dasi. 6 after 10. Shodashi. You find in books Shodashi, Shodashi, Shodashi and all. The mother is worshipped with 16 sounds. There are mantras relating to 16 sounds. So that's how the ovals, the consonants, and then there are seed sounds which are 8 in number, which is spread over the centers as the center of each lotus. There are ya, ya, there is a sound yam, seed sound. There is a seed sound ra, which is ram. Then there is a seed sound la, lam. Then there is a seed sound va, vam. Then there is a seed sound sa, sa. And the sound is syam. There is a seed sound called sha, sha. And the mantra is sham. And there is a seed sound ha. Ya, ra, la, va, se, sha, sa, 7. And then ha, hum. These are the sounds with which all mantras are conceived. Yam, ram, lam, vam, sam, sham, sam, hum. If you take ya, ha, and va, you get Yehovah. Yam relates to Sahasrara. Ha relates to Agnya. I don't want to get deeper into it. They are already given when I spoke on healing, and in the book occult healing they are there. In the book sound they are there. In every book where chakras are mentioned, you find these sounds. Ya, ra, la, va, se, sha, sa, ha. These are the 8 sounds which are called shantas. They are 8 in number. 8 in number. So these 8 sounds relate to the centers, and there are 25 consonants and 16 ovals. That's how 49 are the sounds, which is but 7 times 7. This arrangement we do not have in other languages. And as many sounds are not there in other languages. In English we have 26 alphabets. 26. I don't know, you have to tell me how many in Spanish or German, how many alphabets are. No language carries as many. There are 79 sounds. These are called aksharas, meaning they are ever there. Akshara means indestructible. Akshara means drawn from center to circumference. A-shara is indestructible. Shara means destructible. A-shara is indestructible. The same sound akshara, aksha plus ra, it becomes from center to circle. So they are indestructible and they are always brought from center to circumference. These are the letters which are indestructible and they have their corresponding numbers. And then they have the related sounds. Sound is also called varna in Sanskrit. Sound is called varna. When the sound is uttered for, there is emergence of light. When sounds are uttered for, there is emergence of light. And varied sounds bring out varied colors of lights. It's the light out of which the letters, the sounds and the colors emerge in an order. In an order. The whole occult wisdom surrounds these varnas. Varnas. That's why Gayatri is called Varnatmika. We chant them, but mostly people do not care to know the very deep meaning of it. Varnatmika, Gayatri is called Varnatmika. Meaning Gayatri means universal light. The universal light is pregnant with varnas. Pregnant with varnas. When you consciously utter Gayatri and listen to it, when you consciously utter and listen to the sound, these varnas, they emerge from your own cerebrospinal column. That's the beauty. That's the beauty. Tattvardha varnatmikam. I just listen. Mukta vidruma hemanila dhavalakshayair mukhai strikshanair yuktam indunibadna ratnamakutam tatvardha varnatmikam gayatrim varada abhayam ankushakasham subhram kapalangadam shankham chakramadha aravindayugadam hastair vahintim bhaje. This is how there is a meditative hymn relating to Gayatri, which I explained in 1989 in Caste Estesol during the Mekal time. 1989 Mekal in Spain in Caste Estesol. I explained, of course I don't expect you all to remember what all I say, but it's a beauty. To speak of Gayatri itself is a beauty. So these varnas, they emerge. That's what. And the one So varna means now you should be this word kindly remember in Sanskrit only. It speaks of the letters which are indestructible, number one. Number two, they all emerge from center to circumference. All. From silence to sound, isn't it? From silence to sound. From your own being, through your body, they are expressed. When the soul expresses a sound, from where is it expressing? It is impregnated by the sound. And the soul, with the help of personality and through the means of the body, expresses. That's why when you trace back the sound, you go to the source. when you trace back the sound, you go to the source of the sound. That is what we try to do when we say, oh. From uttered sound to unuttered sound, from unuttered sound to silence, sound of silence, where there is a continuous happening of humming sound in creation, whose source is the light. So this is one dimension of varna. Second dimension of varna is the different sounds as it makes, the letters. Different letters make different sounds. That's why we say everything is 49, no? 49 are the fires. 7 times 7 fires. 7 times 7 airs, maruts. We spoke of maruts again in Spain. The 7 maruts and 7. 7 times 7 the planes of existence. 7 times 7 the sound, 7 times 7 the colors. Everything is 7 times 7. So these letters which have their corresponding sounds bring out the corresponding light, corresponding colors. So there is the final is the light, meaning the colors. The final is the colors which emerge from sounds. The sounds emerge from what we call the letters, which are called aksharas. And these emerge from the ashwins. That is what it says. From the ashwins. When it is one, there is nothing to be, nothing can be done. When one become two, everything is possible. When God is beyond creation, it is all one. There has to be a second. It has to come down as two for making these expressions. Binary is the basis for creation. Male, female principles are the basis for creation. So for these letters to come, the related sounds to come, and the related colors to come, ashwins are the basis. That is what the hymn says. Yuvam means both of you, meaning the two ashwins. Varnan vikrudho, meaning you are so dexterous. You are so vikrudho. Kuru means action. Action as an expression. Vikrudha means it's a very special way of expressing. Very special way of expressing these sounds. Thereby enabling the special colors to manifest, which would in turn manifest the forms. Which in turn would manifest the color is preceding the form. Thanks to Master Jalkun, he gave a lot about colors, a lot about sounds, a lot about the letters, but the keys are not given. Only information is given. Only to make you relate to them that such things exist. How do they come out? How are they organized? How are they so very well organized in an intricate manner? These dimensions are a matter of discipleship. A matter of discipleship. When we know the importance of the sound, we won't be responsible in our speeches. If we know the importance of sound, we don't make irresponsible speeches, we don't make critical speeches, we don't make judgmental speeches, We don't make manipulative speeches. We don't make critical speeches. And humanity is mostly with such speeches. The sounds that the humanity produce with the faculty of speech is completely polluting the planet. We complain about the sounds coming from the aeroplane, coming from the trains, coming from the automobiles. But more than that, the human speeches, they do such a great pollution because they don't know. Here again, at the end of the hymn, it is said, these humans, they don't know how to utter these sounds. They don't know how to utter these sounds. They just irresponsibly use the faculty of speech. Only humans are given the faculty of speech. Others don't have. Through right speech, we can be very constructive of energies. Through wrong speech, we can destroy. Of course, about sound and its discipline, there is a very good book that came out from the teachings. The teachings are all ancient teachings. They are not my teachings. All that I speak to you all, to all of you from over 36 years, they are not my wisdom. They are all coming from the hierarchy. They are all coming from the hierarchy means not only the ones whom we know. They also have their hierarchy. All the scriptures, the Vedas, their keys, it has been from ancient most times. They are all preserved and they are all reintroduced to us by hierarchy. So when these things come out and we know the responsibility of speech, we cannot afford to speak as we like. That's why one of the qualities of the seers is silence. They don't speak unrequired. A seer never speaks unrequired. That's why he is called a muni. Muni. He is always in tune with that. He is always in tune with that. And then when he speaks out when required. And if he speaks, he is only expressing the truth. And he is a channel for expression of truth. That's why when a seer says something, it happens. That's it. If a seer says something, it happens. That's the beauty of a seer because he doesn't use speech for nothing. That also comes in this sloka later. I tell you, as the other day I gave you a dimension of truth which expresses itself effortlessly. There is no effort in speaking truth for a seer. There is no effort for a seer to express truth. It expresses itself. Sometimes he also gets wondered, how could it be like this that I have uttered forth like this? Sometimes the instrument is so completely aligned that truth expresses itself and later he realizes why it was uttered forth like that. That's how it was. I tell you a simple episode. At the end of Dwapara Yuga, a few irresponsible youth, they came to know that they at the outskirts of Dwaraka, the city where Lord Krishna lived, there was a seer camping to meet Krishna Krishna was not in Dwaraka. He was to come in 2-3 days' time. So he camped outside Dwaraka, waiting for Krishna. In the meanwhile, a few youth from Dwaraka, they came to know about the seers and their abilities, their capabilities, and they are very they don't so much mix with the society. They live in forests and they don't look so civilized as the civilians. They have their barbs, they have their long hair which they dress up, and they wear an upper cloth and a lower cloth. They don't stitch cloth. One is rounded up around the loin, another is set over the body. No tailoring, no stitching, nothing. One upper cloth to cover the upper body, one lower cloth to cover the body. That's it. And they always carry their water, and they carry a kind of magical wand which represents their energy. They touch people with it to bless them. It's a wooden wand. So the youth came to know that there is a great seer waiting for Lord Krishna. Let us see how much he knows, because there are always duplicates and originals, no? Among, you see, so many sannyasis, when you move around India, all wear orange robes, all have barb, but who is real, who is not real, how do you know? But this seer was universally known. He is the one who gave Gayatri mantra, Vishwamitra. And his abilities are feared even by the devas. When he was camping there, these youth, they dressed one young boy in the form of a girl, and they have also made up a kind of a cloth around the sari as if he is like a pregnant young woman. It's the boy who is dressed up like a woman, and the woman is dressed up in such a manner that she is in an advanced pregnancy. So he, along with that made up boy, they went to the seer and said, Master, we have come for your blessings. Then he said, my blessing to you all. Then he said, we want special blessings to this young lady who is a boy. He's a boy. What kind of blessings you want? Then the youth said, will she deliver a male baby or a female baby? That was it. Which one does she deliver? Does she deliver a male baby or female baby? And when? When will she deliver? The seer saw the young woman and he understood. He understood and he said, yes, this boy will deliver an iron roller, cylindrical rod, which will be the cause of the destruction of all your clan. That's what it is. This would be the cause of destruction of all your clan, including Krishna. That's what it is. Including Krishna. That has happened actually. But having uttered that, the seer himself was surprised. Why did I say all this? And in his cars, he included Krishna also, because Krishna also belongs to that clan, Yadavas. He came to meet Krishna, take his blessings. He came all the way to meet Krishna, take his blessings and discuss with him the plan for the Kali Yuga. But when he came, when this happened, this is how it came out. When it came out, it bewildered the seer also. Later when he sought in his own being, why did I say such a thing? Then it came to light that it has to be so. That it has to be so, and that is the truth which will manifest, and he has become an instrument for such a for manifestation of the truth. So he felt, oh, this is how it is. So now that he reconciled to the fact and left. Why I say this is, when you practice truth, when you follow the path of the discipline relating to sound, truth expresses itself. It's not that you speak truth. The truth expresses itself. Our speaking truth is one thing. Truth expressing through us is another thing. When truth expresses itself from us, it is called a rita. It is a far more deeper in dimension than the truth. If you remember, every time when we chant the invocation morning and evening, we say Satyam Vadishyami, Ritam Vadishyami. We don't pay attention. Satyam Vadishyami, Ritam Vadishyami. Meaning, let truth express from me, let also the higher truth express from me. Yes. What a dimension. So such things can happen to humans, that they can, whatever they say, it comes true. That is what we see with the masters of wisdom. When they say, it comes true. If someone says something, if it does not come true, he is not a master, that's it. The proof of the pudding is in its eating, isn't it? If you say something and if it does not come through, you are not so much with the truth. That's where the discipline of sound comes. So here it says, you too, Aswins, you in a very dexterous way express varnams. Express varnam. Varnam means the letters which have the related sounds, colors, which eventually cause the formation. Vishwarupam. All the forms in creation, they have their basis in color, in sound, and in number. That's it. That's why I told you the other day, Pythagoras used the fourfold keyboard of number, sound, color, and symbol. Number, sound, color, and symbol. This we have to. We should try to know the intricacies of the sounds that we utter for. The intricacies of the colors that they generate. A sound generates a group of colors. And the colors become the basis for all the forms. That's why, according to the seasons, our formations differ. అకార్డింగ్ టు సీజన్స్ అవర్ ఫార్మేషన్స్. ఇఫ్ యు ఆర్ బోర్న్ ఇన్ వింటర్ యూ హ్యావ్ సచ్ అన్ ఎనర్జీ యూ కెనాట్ ఫేస్ సమ్మర్. ఇఫ్ యు ఆర్ బోర్న్ ఇన్ సమ్మర్ యూ కెన్ బేర్ సమ్మర్ క్వైట్ ఎ బిట్. Likewise, if you are born in the fiery signs, you can bear heat. If you are born in watery signs, if you are born in earthy signs, if you are born in airy signs, you should know what is the predominant factor. With air and matter, there is inertia. With fire and air, there is dynamism. So if there is some inertia with someone, you should understand why is it so. The body, it is filled with water or matter, not much fire, not much air. How do you get such a situation? When we make horoscopes, we say how much air is there, how much fire is there, how much earth is there, we keep seeing. Why is it so? The related planetary placements in your body, especially sun, moon and ascendant, they are the leaders. They decide what kind of element is active with you. Some may not have even earth, some may not have even fire. Only through progression they get it, but by birth they don't have. So why I say this, the colors depend upon the timing. The sounds, the colors and the numbers, each time they are different. Each time they are. That's where you have to see where moon is at the time of birth. Not only the sun sign, but also the constellation. Not only the constellation, but which part of the constellation. That's how you go into it's an incisive study. You open and see, you open and see. Every 3 degrees in this 360-degree circle has a special. Every 3 degrees in this 360-degree zodiac has a specialty of its own, which is different from the next one. There are 360 angels, of which 3, 3, 3, 3, 3 are together. Everything is triangular. That means it is 120 sets of angels. 120 triangles of it. I don't want to get further into it. The numbers, the sounds, the colors, they decide the form. They decide the form. If you have your moon in those areas like Libra, Scorpio, you cannot but have a belly. However much you try, belly. You may have belly even otherwise, that's a different thing. But there are some constellations where belly is inevitable. There are some constellations where you can't have a belly even if you want. The forms are decided on the basis of the 360-degree circle or the wheel that we speak of, which is being rotated by Ashwins, and all these letters, sounds, colors emerge to bring down the necessary forms. You know what the wisdom of heaven say? There was some species in the past which we say they are not there now and all that, isn't it? And we speak of Jurassic Park. Whatever was there at that time as a giant animal, today it is there as a small animal. What we see as a lizard, if you blow it up, you have that dragon. You blow it up, you have the dragon. In those 27 constellations, certain energies come nearer to Earth, certain energies get distant to Earth in Earth's rotation around the Sun. Accordingly, formations keep changing. Formations keep changing according to the heavens. When Earth is moving on its belly, belly means the equator. It moves, Earth moves on its belly around the Sun. So whatever is there in the night as a group of constellations, whatever energy is presented in the sky at that time, that is impressed upon Earth every night. The impressions happen upon Earth in different places, different impressions happen. So according to those impressions, the forms happen. And those dimensions around the Earth, they are all governed by number, sound and color. According to the number, according to the sound, according to the color, their combination decides the form when it is getting impregnated in a particular night. That is what Earth receives, that is what the beings on Earth receive. And these heavens around us, sometimes some constellations, their presence is more, sometimes their presence is not so much. That's why there was a time when on this Earth we had humans who are 28 feet high, whom we call the Yetis. And then gradually they tended to be 21 feet, then 14 feet, now 7 feet, and hardly we find a 7 feet person today. There are many at 6 feet and many more at between 5 and 6 feet, and there are also dwarfs. So all these changes in forms upon Earth itself is based upon the sound, color and number combination as it keeps happening around the Sun and around the Earth. Around the Sun and around the Earth. The whole universe is built by these principles, the number, the sound, the color, that decide the form of the universe. Form of the Vishwarupa means, which is the last part of the first line, the form of the universe and also the forms in the universe. That's it. All forms in the universe, they are guided by Varnas. And the Varnas are guided by Ashwins. That is what it means. The first line of the mantra, Yuvam means the two Ashwins. Vikrudho Varnan, meaning express the Varnas, causing Vishwarupas, meaning the universal form and the forms in the universe. For that they say, Te Adhikshipante Bhuvanani Vishwa. That is the second line. Te Adhikshipante Bhuvanani Vishwa. Vishwa means all. Bhuvanani means planes of existence. Vishwa means all. Bhuvanani means planes of existence. You are the ones who preside over all the planes of existence. You may be listening to such names as Vishwanath. No? Vishwanath. In Benares, that is called Vishwanath. Meaning the Lord of the universe. Lord of all. Vishwa means all. Vishwanath is the name ascribed to the first Logos. He is the Lord of the whole. Vishwa. Vishwa means all planes of existence. సో హియర్ హీ సేస్ యూర్ ప్రిసైడ్ ఓవర్ అధిక్షిపంతే మీన్స్ యూ స్టే ప్రిసైడింగ్ ఓవర్ విశ్వ ది యూనివర్స్ భువనాని విత్ ఆల్ ఇట్స్ ప్లేన్స్ విత్ ఆల్ ఇట్స్ ప్లేన్స్ మీన్స్ వీ మే బి ప్రిసైడింగ్ ఓవర్ an organization. No? There are presidents, no? And there are secretaries who preside over an organization. You know who is a true president or a true secretary? They not only sit over there and pass commands, but they are in every dimension of the organization. They are at the bottom, they are at the top, and they are everywhere. That is the beauty of their essence. They are there with us, they are there with the planet, they are there with the sun, they are there with the universe. That's how presidency is. The presidency is that state where you preside over not only the whole but also every part. Such one is called Adhyaksha. Adhyaksha don't know. But again, normally the presidents are, they don't know anything. Isn't it? The presidents that govern the nations, the states, they know very little. But the president, the very word means, from top to bottom he knows it. That's the president. So here he says, it is also said in the earlier mantra also, Vishwani, Vishwa, Bhuvanani, Vishwa means all planes of existence of the universe. You preside over, that is the second part. Then, Te Bhanavo Api Anusudha Charanti Deva. Deva Degrava, until Deva it is one expression. Normally it went into fourth line, but that last, the first word of the last line should be associated with the third line. Te bhuvana bhanavo api anusruta charanti deva. The devas, meaning all those that come out of the sound, color and forms, they are all the ones who anusruta means follow. Anusruta. Anusruta means they listen and follow. They listen and follow. What is it that they follow? Te bhanavo, the rays that come out of you. They follow the rays coming from the sun. The sun is being rotated by the aspens. Therefore, sounds come, color come. And then there are the formations. The rays that come out of the sun are called Bhanu. Bhanu, generally people think, is the sun. But Bhanu means the rays of the sun. The rays. The devas, they follow the rays as they come from the being. Earlier also, it is said the devas and the seers follow. Here they say the devas follow the rays and move according to the rays, according to the sun rays. There is a tradition till date in India, if the sun is covered by clouds and you can't see him for the day, there are people for that day they don't do any activity. I had one aunt like that. If the sun doesn't appear, she doesn't drink water, she doesn't drink food, she doesn't take food. Someone gave her that kind of consecration. She lived by it. And we were all always looking at this. We were praying that the sun should come, otherwise the lady will not eat. Such is the attachment to earth, such is the attachment to the sun and the rays of the sun. What do we do? We don't care even what. But in places like Europe, where there can be no sun for some weeks or even fortnights or months, this tradition of not eating, not drinking when the sun does not appear emerges from a system which is very ancient, that they follow the ray of the sun and the energy of the sun. The aunt that I speak of, she doesn't know about the energy of the sun or the ray that the day brings. But nevertheless, she was following it as a tradition. Here the devas, every day the ray is different. You should know that. Every sunrise is different from every other sunrise. Every sunrise is different from every other sunrise. That's why it is called apurva. Never before. If you miss a sunrise, you don't get it again. It's missed, that's all. Past is, just like we say, past is past, you know. Past is. So if you are so fond of the sun and the energies that it presents and the grandeur it presents, and when you wish to relate to it, you get into greater detail relating to it. Very great detail. 64,000 intelligences daily descend from a sunrise, you know that? 60,000. I said I'll give you the passage, maybe tomorrow I'll give it. 60,000 intelligences, they are called Valakhyalas. Every day from sun to earth they come, and they very, very, very reluctantly, they are so fond of the sun. So even when they come from the sun to earth, they look only to the sun even while coming down. They come down in an upside down manner, with the legs over there and the head towards earth, they travel because they want to see the sun even when they are moving away from the sun to the earth. They are called Valakhyalas. In the book Sun, I wrote about them. In the book on sun, I wrote about, they are the first, they are the ones who come, and they are the ones that bring everything about the energies of the one beyond the sun. They are considered to be the foremost worshippers of the sun. They come down. They are followed by the seven seers. They are followed by the seers. They are followed by Gandharvas. So many follow the sun ray and reach the earth. So here the devas, he says, charanti anusruta. Deva charanti anusruta. Of course the mantra is in the poetic order. So I put it in the prose order. Deva charanti anusruta te bhanavo api. The rays that are generated because of you from the sun, with different color, with different sound, bringing out different form, these are followed by the devas. And manushat sitim acharanti, meaning, but the men, you know, that is the last part. Manushya, the men of earth, ది మెన్ ఆన్ ఎయిర్ డూ నాట్ ఫాలో. ది మెన్ ఆన్ ఎయిర్ డూ నాట్ ఫాలో దట్. ది ప్లాంట్ అండ్ ది యానిమల్ దే ఆర్ గైడెడ్ బై దెమ్ బికాస్ దే డోంట్ హ్యావ్ సెల్ఫ్ విల్. ది మినరల్ ది ప్లాంట్ అండ్ యానిమల్ దే ఆర్ ఇన్ ట్యూన్ విత్ ది ప్లాంట్. మ్యాన్ హ్యాస్ సెల్ఫ్ విల్ అవుట్ ఆఫ్ లవ్ ఫ్రీడమ్. అవుట్ ఆఫ్ లవ్ ఫ్రీడమ్ ఈజ్ గివెన్ టు మ్యాన్ అండ్ మ్యాన్ వాజ్ టోల్డ్ దిస్ ఈజ్ హౌ యూ హ్యావ్ టు లివ్. వీ సమ్వేర్ ఆన్ ది వే ఫర్గెట్ ది లా and live as we like. So therefore we fall into a pit of darkness, and the one who is in that pit of darkness, Upamanyu, is now realizing these things by relating to Ashwini. By relating to Ashwini he realized that he cannot but afford to relate to the sun and the sun rays, the colors and the sounds that it generates. Likewise, in the previous mantra, from all the 10 directions, how things are brought to you by this sun. I spoke to you the other day. In between, there is an interval yesterday, which can cause forgetfulness of the previous lesson. Yesterday, when you were on the visit to the temple on the way, do we remember the 10 directions? Ivam diso janajadho dashagre samanam murdhi rathayanam viyanti tasam yata rushayo anuprayanti deva manushah chitimacharanti. That is the earlier one. The seers and the devas, they are conscious of the 10 directional energies that are brought down to earth through the movement of the sun around itself, or through movement of the earth around the sun. All the 10 directional energies keep coming to us. And what are those 10 directional energies? I informed you, the related angels, the related qualities. And the seers know that and follow, the devas know and follow, but the humans do not. That's what was said last. And that is true. Because yesterday what happened when we see the 10 directions, do we continue to hold them? We don't hold. But a seer holds it. And a deva of course holds it. Likewise, here another dimension is given where from the wheel of the sun emerge the sound, the color and the related forms. And they are manifesting upon planet, manifesting upon planet. The seers know it, the devas know it, but the normal men do not know. I tell you just one incident as it happened in Radha Madhavam when Master Ike was here. One day at midnight hour, he awakened those who were in Radha Madhavam sleeping and said, please wake up, come and join me in a prayer, in a contemplation, in a meditation. So normally he doesn't do such things, he doesn't disturb us by the night. But that day he did it around 2 o'clock, and after the meditation is done for about 40 minutes, we asked him, what happened, Master, why did you put us to this meditation at this hour? He said, beings are descending from Venus to our planet tonight. Certain special beings are descending to our planet this night. So to pay homage to them, I am related to their descent. You may or may not know, but you will have the impact of it. Therefore, I thought I should include you in this prayer that I do. That's the master. What is descending on this planet, we don't know. What is descending on the planet? వీఆర్ సో బిజీ అబౌట్ అవర్సెల్ఫ్స్, వాట్ ఈజ్ ఇన్కమింగ్ వీ డోంట్ సీ కదా. సో వెన్ యూ హ్యావ్ దీస్ డైమెన్షన్స్, యూ హ్యావ్ దీస్ డైమెన్షన్, హౌ బ్యూటిఫుల్ ఇట్ ఈస్, హౌ బ్యూటిఫుల్ ఇట్ ఈస్ దట్ ఏ మాస్టర్ ఆఫ్ విజ్డమ్ నోస్ వాట్ ఈజ్ ఎంటరింగ్ ఇన్ టు దిస్ ప్లానెట్, వాట్ ఈజ్ ఎగ్జిటింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ దిస్ ప్లానెట్, వాట్ ఈజ్ హ్యాపెనింగ్ ఆన్ దిస్ ప్లానెట్. దట్స్ ఏ ప్లానెటరీ కాన్షియస్నెస్. నాట్ ఆల్ కెన్ హ్యావ్ ఇట్, నాట్ ఆల్ కెన్ అన్లెస్ యూ హ్యావ్ ప్లానెటరీ కాన్షియస్నెస్. హౌ డూ యూ నో అబౌట్ వాట్ ఈజ్ హ్యాపెనింగ్ ఆన్ ది ప్లానెట్? లైక్ దెర్ ఆర్ బీయింగ్స్ హూజ్ అవేర్నెస్ ఎక్స్పాండ్స్ అప్ టు ది సన్. సో కమింగ్ బ్యాక్ టు ది టాపిక్, నౌ యూ రీడ్ ది మీనింగ్, ఇట్ ఈజ్ వెరీ క్లియర్. ఓ అశ్విన్స్, యూ టూ క్రియేట్ వర్ణాస్, మీనింగ్ సౌండ్స్ కలర్స్ అండ్ సౌండ్స్ అండ్ కలర్స్ అండ్ ది రిలేటెడ్ ఫార్మ్స్ ఇన్ ఏ వెరైటీ అండ్ ఎన్ష్యూర్ క్రియేషనల్ ఫార్మ్స్ అండ్ ఫార్మ్స్ ఆఫ్ క్రియేషన్. దీస్ వర్ణాస్ ప్రిసైడ్ ఓవర్ ది క్రియేషన్. ది రేస్ ఎమర్జింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ దెమ్ హ్యాజ్ ఆల్సో ది ఏంజల్స్ మూవ్ ఇన్ ట్యూన్ విత్ ది వర్ణాస్, బట్ ది హ్యూమన్స్ మూవ్ ఇన్ ఎవ్రీ వే అపాన్ ఎర్త్ ఇగ్నోరెంట్లీ. సో బేసికలీ దిస్ మంత్ర డైరెక్ట్స్ అస్ టు రిలేట్ టు ది కలర్స్ యాజ్ దే ఆర్ ఎమర్జింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ ది సన్ అండ్ ఆల్సో ది సౌండ్స్ బిహైండ్ ది కలర్స్. సౌండ్స్ దట్ ది రీజన్ వై ఫర్ ఎవ్రీ మంత్ ఏ డిఫరెంట్ సౌండ్ ఈజ్ ఆల్సో కీ సౌండ్ ఈజ్ ఆల్సో గివెన్. వి గెట్ టు స్పిరిచువల్ ఎస్ట్రాలజీ, దేర్ విల్ బి కీ సౌండ్స్ ఫర్ ది సన్ సైన్, కీ సౌండ్స్ ఫర్ ది ప్లానెట్. దిస్ మంత్ క్యాప్రికార్న్ ఇస్ ది మంత్ వేర్ ది సౌండ్ నారాయణ ఇస్ గివెన్. నారాయణ. ఇన్ ది ప్రీవియస్ మంత్ ఇట్ వాజ్ హయగ్రీవ, మీనింగ్ ది హార్స్ హెడెడ్ వన్. అండ్ ది ప్రీవియస్ టు ది ప్రీవియస్ మంత్ స్కార్పియో, ఇట్ ఈజ్ ఓం నమ శివాయ. లైక్ దట్ ది గివ్ రిలేటింగ్ టు ది సౌండ్, రిలేటింగ్ టు ది కలర్, దేర్ బై అట్యూనింగ్ టు ది సిస్టమ్. So that's how this mantra speaks of. And then we get to the next mantra. I'll complete a bit of it. I'll try to cover 3 mantras today also, so that tomorrow we have only one concluding mantra and the valedictory in the afternoon. Number 10 is here, right? Well, Padakanwa. పదేవండి, పదకొండు అక్క. అదే తౌ నాసత్యావస్వినౌ మహేమ సజంచయా బిభృదః పుష్కరస్య తౌ నాసత్యావమృత వృధా వృతే దేవాస్తత్ప్రపదేన సూతే. దిస్ ఈస్ ది 10th మంత్ర. Which says, I worship the glory of the Nasatya, that is the untrue, not untrue beings, the Aswins. They wear garlands of lotuses which are blue and white, that secrete all round the juice of immortality. From out of such secretion the devas emerge, who in turn secrete from behind their legs. That's how it is here. From behind their legs. That's how it is said. I worship the glory of the Nasatyas, meaning the untrue beings, meaning the Aswins. They wear garlands of lotuses which are blue and white, that secrete all round the juice of immortality. promoter of such secretion, the devas emerge, who in turn secrete from behind their legs. That's it. It's all, the expressions are very symbolic, and we have to understand the basic part in this is the blue and the white lotuses. The blue lotus and the white lotus. The blue lotus is related to the energies of the night. The white lotus is related to the energies of the day. Both kada, the symbol of lotus is the symbol of unfoldment of awareness. No? Different, in different planes, different state of awareness emerges. And they wear garlands of such lotuses. See, a garland means a garland of energy. A flower is always seen as a source of fountains of energies. You see the fountain? They spread out. They emerge. Whenever a flower is mentioned or a lotus is mentioned, it is unfoldment of energy into the surroundings. They keep on unfolding the energies by the night and by the day. By the night and by the day. By the day, certain states of awareness are awakened. By the night, certain other states of awareness are awakened. That's why we speak of blue lotuses and white lotuses. Blue lotuses and white lotuses. And a blue lotus and a white lotus is alternatingly arranged as a garden, as a garland. A blue lotus. When you say blue lotus, it is the unfolding of energies of the night. When you say the white lotus, it is unfolding of the energies of the day. During the day, certain lotuses unfold. During the night, certain other lotuses unfold. What lotuses unfold during the night? What lotuses unfold during the day? As we are in the month of Capricorn, there are 6 white lotuses from Capricorn to Cancer. Isn't it? When the sun rises in the east, up to the west there is this daylight. Up to the local west there is a daylight. When there is the dawn in the east and when the sun rises, the light is up to the other side also. Like a dome of light you have all over. From where to where? From Capricorn to Cancer. Thereafter, in the night, it is again from Cancer to Capricorn via Virgo, Libra, Scorpio, Sagittarius. 6 sun signs by night. 6 sun signs by the day, anywhere. That's how we prepare the charts also, no? The 7th house. From the sign in which sun is, from there 6 houses are lighted in that month. When sun moves to Aquarius, from Aquarius to Leo, there is the daylight. And from Leo to Aquarius, there is the night light. So, you know the sun signs in your own body. here is Taurus, Gemini, Cancer, Leo, blah, 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 blah. Up to Scorpio, then again Sagittarius, Capricorn, Aquarius, Pisces. The entire spine is permeated by all the 12 signs of Zodiac, which are in the night, which are in the day. And every month they change. There is a gradual change every month. If sun is in Cancer, the sunset is in Capricorn, then all those signs which are now in the night hours will all be in the day hours. So that's how garlands are. See, when someone wears it, you give me a garland. Yeah, in the morning. I had one. Every day you change the garland. Like that, every month, the garland carries different white flowers, different blue. No? Alternatingly, this says six are the only say lotuses which are blue and white. Blue and white. So the blue lotuses represent the sun signs of the night with the related centers. With the related centers. We'll take the example of today. So what is it that is with the night, the evening, sun, after sunset, what remains is a bit of Capricorn. Let us say half of Capricorn is still, and half of Cancer is in sunlight, half of Cancer is in night light. So, and then Virgo is in the night, Libra is in the night, Scorpio is in the night, Sagittarius in the night, a part of Capricorn is in the night. Again, in the morning, you get back to the other part of Capricorn. So the centers relating to Leo, Virgo, Libra, Scorpio, Sagittarius, a part of Capricorn. These centers would remain open for experience during the night. The other centers are open during the day, for experiencing the day. Understand this? So, is Ashwini Suktam a Vedic Suktam or an astrological Suktam? There's so much of astrology. At the night, you have different centers unfolding, provided you orient to them. At the day, there are some centers which carry the potentials for unfolding. That's how they wear, that's how it is said poetically, that they wear these lotuses. Wear these lotuses, which are blue and which are white. తమిపూలను రాశారు కలవాలన్నారు. తమిపూలు అంటే ఇప్పుడు ఎవరికి తెలుస్తుంది? కొంచెం బ్లూయిష్ గా ఉంటాయి. ది స్క్రిప్చర్ స్పీక్స్ ఆఫ్ ఎ ఫ్లవర్ విచ్ ఈస్ బ్లూయిష్ ఇన్ నేచర్, వయలెట్ క్లంబ్ బ్లూ, విచ్ ఈస్ వెరీ డియర్ టు లార్డ్ శివ. లార్డ్ శివ ప్రిసైడ్స్ బై ది నైట్. That's why the worship of Shiva in the twilight hour of the evening is more important than worship in the morning. Nikan Tamipu. Tamipu Ratri Prasid. Shiva Ratri Prasid. Andhra Padukuna Bhadra Melukuna Chagani. Andhra Sal Bhavan Tudani Manu Meditate Chayale Bhagar. Sister Bodhi. So there are potentials for unfoldment during the night, which are 6 in number. There are potentials for unfolding during the day, which are 6 in number. Where at the in the tropics, in the tropics. In your own country, you can say how the day is. In your own country, you can say how normally from sunset to sunrise to sunset, that time itself is divided by 6 to know the 6 sunsets of the day. That's why you have some days you have longer nights where you have larger houses. When you have longer days, you have larger houses relating to that. Some houses are larger than some other houses when you are living beyond tropics. In the tropics, they are generally divided into equal houses. That's why we have horoscope with equal houses, horoscope with uneven houses. Horoscopes for uneven houses are valid for those who are born beyond tropics. So wherever you live, there you have to see from day to, from morning to evening, what sun signs are in the sky above. And the related centers in us are relevant to us. Likewise, there are night hours and the related centers in us, which can be activated during the night time. That's how day and night, these lotuses, they keep on unfolding, though not in us, in the solar system, on the planet. That's what the hymn says. Whether we orient or we don't orient is a different thing. But they continue to unfold during the day, during the night. And do what? Keep secreting the energies which are immortal. Keep secreting the energies which are immortal. That's what is called amruta. Mruta means mortal. Amruta means immortal. The energies that emerge from any of these 6 centers in us, they are all immortal energies. So from these energies keep on emerging by the day and by the night and keep on supporting the life on the planet. Keep on supporting the life on the planet. Keep on supporting the awareness on the planet. Not only of the planet, but also the beings of the planet. This much I tell you, what is it that they deliver from behind, I will tell you in the afternoon, along with another sloka. Let some suspense remain. From such secretions the devas emerge, who in turn secrete from behind their legs. So what is behind their legs would be very interesting to us, no? So that we will see in the afternoon, because you all have to go to the school. There is a program to go to school, which I blissfully forgot actually. I also forgot that the class was at 9. Suddenly Sandeep came and reminded me 15 minutes before, so I could be on time. So much for this morning. You kindly re-listen to these things so that they sink into us. These dimensions have to sink into us. If they sink, they will do their own work in us, and maybe the centers in us may also unfold. From being circular, they may tend to be unfolding lotuses. Thank you, Ananda. Namaskar.